Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Hello, everyone. The clip you're about to hear is from one of our exclusive Patreon episodes on a recent horror release. And just like all of our other episodes, it might include major spoilers for said horror release. So don't listen to it if you haven't already seen it. You've officially been warned. And if you'd like to hear the full episode, just head on over to patreon.com/horrorqueers and subscribe today. Without further ado, here is your exclusive Patreon clip. I gotta say, though, I mean, directors Cameron and Colin Carnes, bravo here. I really am a sucker for, like, a narrative shtick. In this case, you know, we are telling a story, like, as almost like a in-real-time, like, episode of late-night television with some interstitials that break that narrative framework.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thoroughly entertained from beginning to end. Although I do wonder if some people are gonna, like, come wanting more possession-y stuff that is relegated to the last 10-15 minutes of the movie.
It's entirely possible. I think they've done a good job of selling this more on the high concept of the,
right.
Ooh, you're watching it unfold in real time. Obviously, folks, this is not the first time it's been done. We've got the WNUF Halloween special from 2013. Mm-hmm. I feel like people are going to say Ghost Watch from the UK and so on. So this is a novelty, but it's something that people have done before. I just think that this is, for the most part, very well executed. Mm-hmm. I like even the transitions between what we see if we were, you know, watching it at home as a regular Halloween late night special versus the black and white of the behind the scenes. That's the previous unaired footage that was recovered after the notorious incident.
Yeah.
And of course, it's a period piece too, right? It all takes place over one night in 1977. And there's something fun and a bit sticky about that as well.
Oh, I agree. And actually, before we start going through, like, piece by piece for this movie, a complaint that I've seen lobbied against it by many people is that it doesn't adhere to this kind of narrative gimmicky shtick thing of,
yeah,
quote-unquote found footage or whatever. And I didn't really have an issue with that. This was not Paranormal Activity next of kin for me, you know, because you all can listen. I bitched about that movie breaking the found footage mold a lot, and I didn't have that issue with this movie.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM podcast network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.